This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Jen? Are we podcasting?
I think we are. We can hold me entirely responsible if we're not. We're doing it on the road.
We're in a hotel room. I just want to say, and maybe you're not supposed to brag, but I'm just going to say, I feel very proud of Jen and I, mostly Jen, because we had to bring this podcast equipment and we are in a Springfield Suites.
I don't know.
We had to create a tent. And so we are currently sitting underneath a desk covered by comforters in an effort to not let you hear the humming fan that we can't figure out how to turn off.
We can't turn it off. But I tell you what, is it Spring Hill Suites?
I don't know. It's Spring Shite.
I don't know what it is. We'll figure it out because it has a lot to do with the podcast today. But they have like this weird room divider that makes it Spring Hill Suites. Okay.
Spring Hill.
That makes it perfect for fort building. So if you're looking for a place, we are in a fort right now. We'll post pictures of it.
And I'm proud of us for being good at being on the fly and working together because this stuff can really be stressful, but you got to laugh through it.
This is why we're a perfect team because we're good at it. Kristen came into my room this morning. She's right next door and was like, let's plan out our day. And I was like, if you've ever been like, could I do a podcast? Yes, any idiot can do it. But as I was saying, Kristen came into my room. We're right next door. I'm so worried that I'm using the bathroom too loudly. And same. She was like, I'm going to help you plan out the day. We're going to figure out what we're doing.
I just need it because I am ADHD. I find having like a really set schedule gives me like benchmarks in my day. Otherwise, like time and space don't exist.
Yes.
And I all of a sudden find myself like, oh crap, where did those 4 hours go? So I just know like then I can be more dependable and like sort of get my shit together. Also, I think I am innately sort of a type A person with a thing that makes me a type B person. So I'm always fighting myself. So I do schedule things out because it makes me feel more secure.
It's perfect. It's perfect because I'm terrible at planning and scheduling.
You're also good at just like, she doesn't panic. If I had to unpack this equipment that's in front of us right now, I would have already called her 3 times crying, and I just would have said, this isn't happening. We're doing it from the phone, and it would have sounded like real shit. But Jen has a high she's good at tech. I think that's, like, something that there's, like, a stereotype that women aren't good at it. Like, and I'm really impressed with how good you are at tech, at editing, at, like, you're good at reading directions.
That's very kind of you. Let me tell you what I'm good at. Reading directions.
I suck at it. Right. I sort of find them offensive. I'm like, why include those? Let me figure it out on my own. And then I'm always like, why do I have 18 extra screws at the end of this shelf? And why is it a hazard?
Here's the tiny little instructions that came with this podcasting kit, like a travel podcasting kit. And I have notes. I wish I had a red pen.
Also just got terrible directions for a which you posted, which is fantastic. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, I was trying to put together this piece of furniture. I'm really popping. Sorry, you guys.
I know. We're doing our best. The sound quality on this, we're going to figure it out. Be patient with us. This is like, we're in Bend, Oregon. By the way.
Are we moving here?
Bend, Oregon.
Holy smokes. Let's give it up for Bend, Oregon, you guys. It's gorgeous.
Literally, they have a lazy river. And it's not like a lazy river with chlorine and a yard of margaritas.
No.
It is an actual river that is lazy.
It's like there were just dudes tubing in it last night.
Yeah.
Like they got off work or something and cracked a beer and got in a tube. It's Dog City, USA. It's like
Beer City,
Beer
USA.
City. I mean, what else do you want?
I mean, they have an Anthropology and an REI. So Jen and I have never felt more seen.
Absolutely.
Everybody here wears Crocs and wears like they're ready to go hiking. You know that?
The weather's beautiful.
Weather's perfect.
It's so green here.
So green. I feel like we both had like incredible pasta last night. Did you eat yours? I know you didn't.
I didn't. No, we got really good pasta though last night. We like, so Michelle, our tour manager, we shared three different. You finished yours. You killed it. It was so good.
I killed it last night.
Okay.
It was the only good thing about it. I was like, I only ate half of it, and it's in my fridge, and if it's in there for too long, it's gonna get cold.
Yeah,
and I should just, I mean, I'm here and I'm in my hotel room at a reasonable hour. I should probably kill that while watching old repeats of Sex and the City, and I did. And then I was worried that you could hear me this morning because I was like, that was braised short rib ravioli.
God, and then I got this fusilli pasta. That's the twisty. And it had asparagus in it. It's delicious. I still have some.
I'm going to be thinking about that the whole time. Something about pasta. I tell you.
Leftover pasta's good, you guys.
I don't know why there's hot dog eating contests. If you literally had me sit down, I'm a bottomless pit for lasagna and pasta. It doesn't affect me. I don't know it goes straight to my ass. But what I'm saying is I don't fill up on it. I can literally eat it. I love pasta.
It felt like a lead weight in my stomach. And it's so funny because when I was growing up, like our divorce setup or whatever was we would always have Sunday dinner with my dad.
Yeah.
And we used to go in Omaha. There was this place. I think it's still there, the Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay. We loved it. And my dad would just get old school spaghetti, maybe a meatball, maybe not. But it became this running joke with us that every single time he'd get us to go boxing, he'd go, pick this up. Feel how heavy this is. You could jog with this for added weight.
You want me to make it less heavy? Let me have 5 minutes alone with it.
I know. I know. It is. It felt like a lead weight in my stomach last night. I got to tell you. That's the reason I didn't. It was like very slow digestion. As I get older, things move more slowly.
You know what Italians are? Happy.
It's true.
It's my favorite food. It's like I was so hungry by the time. Okay. So that's funny because we're going to talk about some travel stuff today. We're going to talk about hotels, specifically in our experiences. And I will tell you that when we got to Bend and we were in a nice hotel that had all the things that we've wanted, and we don't travel like we're Beyonce. We're on budget travel.
I felt like
I was in a better mood because of it.
I don't know if that's what everyone imagines with our traveling.
You don't think they think we're Beyonce?
There's no private jets. We're not doing the tour bus anymore. Oftentimes we're doing a Chrysler Pacifica.
Which I think is like, when we can get one of those, who are we?
I know. They have all the stuff you need. And God, last week we got a Toyota?
Oh, it was giant. It was one of those Yukons or something I was like, what are we? Picking up people from the airport? Are we going to hold signs with the baggage claim?
It was very fancy.
It was too big, in my opinion. It felt like Michelle needed a CDL to drive it. Those are so big. But
I really want her to get one now. Yeah. I can't, before we get into hotels,
or a Yukon? A Yukon.
CDL.
Oh, okay, good.
And a Yukon.
Fine.
I want one, but my husband's like, no, he doesn't like them.
They're so big.
I know. But I want to say, if this podcast mysteriously ends, what happens is we've reared back and laughed about something, pulled the blankets and all of the things that we stacked on top of this device to get the blankets to hang on top of ourselves to kill ourselves.
Right.
So when they can't make sense of it, listen to
Here's our final days. Also, I just want everyone to know I'm shoulders deep in this comforter and I can hear and feel the static cleaning of my hair sticking to the back.
I can see that static crawl right now.
I can feel it on my scalp, and I'm like, hold still, Hensley, hold still. Like, everything I'm doing right now is against my literal, like, build of a human. I can't gesture.
One of my favorite things about this woman is her strong static electricity she gets in her hair, because she'll come in and she's like, what? I can't do anything about it. Just don't look at it, okay? It's thick hair.
It's so weird. It's like, nobody else will have it. I'm like, is this how stressed I am that my hair, I'm literally generating yeah. electricity because I'm so pissed off.
It's like she's walking around with one of those Tesla balls at
all
times.
I'm also on my period, so watch out, world. I'm going to, like, literally, we're going to go off the grid. The lights are going to start flickering. Like, who the fuck knows? My husband is so happy I'm gone. I'm happy I'm gone.
Wow.
Man, because I was fully raging and PMSing on my family vacation, to which I didn't know because, you know, my period's like, am I showing up this month? I don't know. Like, I'm going to be lazy and let this one go. And you can question your livelihood.
My period always did that. Like, unless I was taking this one kind of birth control pill that I took for several years, it would come like every Tuesday. Otherwise, it was like, you know what? Let's mix things up. Yeah. Let's decide to come at a random time in 6 weeks, or let's go every 2 weeks.
See,
for
mine,
a little
bit. I was like, God, this, oh, I told my OBGYN, I was like, oh, my period, sometimes it's if it's fast and sometimes it's slow and sometimes it's like, you know, it's 3 weeks or it's 6 weeks. And then she had me document it and she goes, your period is absolutely so regular.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my perception of time is off. And I was like, oh, that explains so much. And why, like, man, when Colin and I got together, it was
there
like,
was no chance
there was
you
no chance
gonna
I wasn't going
to.
And yeah. I, listen, even in a Mini Cooper, like, the math was in my favor of Finn making it to the party.
Bend the right way. And
bend. Like, we're in Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. So we're
speaking of hotels and my conceptions. So hotels are a funny thing because, like.
Whoa, wait.
Hold on. I know. When hotels are so expensive generally. And I find the prices now to be like, we're just like all fine with a hotel being hundreds of dollars. Not you and I. Like, I'm not talking like
just the world.
Just I'm talking the world. $300 to $400 a night. And everyone's gonna be like, oh my God, we get ours so much cheaper. Well, good, because like when you're in a city, like when we're on tour, like $300 or $400 a night, $200 to $300 a night, we're using our points. We're very frugal.
Sign up for all the points, use
those. It's still a lot. So that just kills a vacation. And I know Airbnb, my point is, once in a while we splurge on a nice hotel. When my husband and I were, Finn was two, we decided, you know what, we're going to, Jen's bending over. I'm like, oh, our fort's going to go down. We decided we were going to go get a nice hotel as a treat for just being home all the time and having this little, So we found this hotel in the OC on Groupon. And here's the thing, when you go to a fancy hotel, what you forget is if you go to a fancy hotel, everything else is expensive too. It's not like, oh, the room is expensive, but you can get a real reasonable BLT. So we go down to this restaurant.
No, you can't. You can get a bag of nuts for $9.
That's exactly right. We got a cup of soup, and I remember it had one little shred of chicken in it, and they wanted $9. And I'm talking like a teacup of soup. I have never licked the inside of a cup. I was adding water to it. I was like, I will make this sustenance last.
Yeah, they got you over a barrel.
They really do.
There,
and so that's why I put out. I was like, husband, our son was really cranky. Obviously we're in one room. And I was like,
let's make this count.
Make this count. Okay. I'm not paying this Groupon price for this hotel room.
The mini cup of soup that.
Maybe another mini situation. Yeah. You know what? Maybe in a weird place in my brain. That's what made me think of it. But
why don't you go mini golf and see how?
No,
many,
I don't need another.
How much banging you do?
No, because clearly there's some eggs still dropping. I don't need any risk of that. I'm going to keep it safe and I'm going to go regular golf course.
Your husband has a vasectomy, though.
He is convinced.
He's going to fight through it.
God,
that's such an Irish dude thing.
It's such an Irish dude thing. I think since he got the vasectomy, he was like.
The vasectomy.
I know I said that weird.
The vasectomy. It's it sounds more elegant. I like it.
He sounds like a boat.
Still
get
name.
Pregnant. I'm like, babe. And he's like, they're strong. I'm like, oh God. And if so, I'll murder you. Like,
God.
That's no.
That Irish guys, they're just like pit bulls. Yeah. They're just so game.
I'm
going to
jump
think
over
like,
the. Yeah, I'm on this like long run. I'm going to jump over these hurdles and impregnate you, even though we paid for you not to.
Yeah.
So we get in the hotel room and I'm like, babe, we got to make this count because this Groupon hotel is fancy and we just paid $9 for soup and our son is losing his mind. So, you know, we did what any sexy romantic couple does and we
had silent missionary sex.
No, we went to the bathroom and handled business real fast. And I'm just saying, we made love in a bathroom, and then all of a sudden I wasn't feeling well. And then we went back home, and that's when I found out I had hand foot mouth disease.
Ooh.
And pregnancy.
Oh.
Yeah, so fast.
Yeah.
So fast. So yeah, that was our fancy hotel stay.
This is kind of unrelated to hotels.
Please.
Other than I do have a question about the lighting in the bathroom, because that's a thing that might keep me from having bathroom sex in any hotel room. Is sometimes there are those fluorescent lights, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to look great.
I wasn't there. I was what you do in marriage, and when you're married, sometimes you have sex
politely
for different
turn your
reasons.
Eyes.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to get this done because I want the garage to get organized.
Exactly.
And that's what I was doing. I was like, there's no way I'm leaving this hotel room without getting a little action in it because we paid top tier prices for a lunch that I'm still mad about. So let's anger this out together.
It's
in the way we know how, which is
sometimes
we either sweat, we either, you know.
You just plug your nose and get it done, right? Yep. Like eating your veggies. You just, it's so similar
sometimes,
actually.
You know what? I think if more people just accepted that was going to be how you do it most of the time, the benefits are still there. I always feel better after I do it. I just don't need it to start with like, you know, Enya playing. I just need, I'm like, we're going to hit it and quit it. And
it,
like,
it doesn't always look
he's
like
he's in
a
better
porn.
Mood.
In fact, most of the time it doesn't
oh,
look like a porn.
Oh, God, no.
Most
it
of
would
the
be
time
literally
it,
the opposite.
No. It's
nothing would take you out of the mood more than seeing a sex tape of mine.
Oh, my God.
It'd be like, what is she doing?
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, let's just be honest. It's mostly good lighting.
It's mostly good lighting and a few
and
good angles.
Makeup.
This would look like surveillance cam of two animals and no one's going to get into
look
that.
Like, did both people survive
that
attack?
Yeah, they're like, are they fighting?
Yeah.
Are they wrestling? Are they playing leapfrog? And honestly, just the fact that it wasn't in a bed is enough for my husband to be very focused and very fast. And so those two things are, I'm a fan.
He was like, that was
as
very
As I look
exciting.
Into Jen's eyes and I'm talking about these very intimate details, I'm like, God, we're close.
I know, but I'm not picturing yours. I'm picturing mine like a real selfish asshole where I'm like, God, I'm still worried about that bending over in my stomach and what that has to look like under harsh
I'm like, you're lucky to get
lighting.
This right now, sir. I'm pissed off about the soup.
Oh, God. All I would think of is I didn't shave my armpits. Oh, that's going to be clearly visible.
My husband is so happy to get it. He does that. He's like, I'll take anything. I'm not worried about that because I also find that very attractive. I'm like, he's post-apocalyptic sex. You know, that's my genre.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're doing this because we have to.
Well, I sort of feel like it's very survival having sex at all when you do have a little one, too.
Oh, my God. When are you getting that done?
It's impossible because so often they're in your bed.
Yeah,
you got to be prepared.
We had one of the hotel playpens. He was in there. He was napping, thank God, because he was so cranky because he had hand, foot, mouth. We didn't know. We were first-time parents. And I was like, this is how we have to sustain because what are we going to, lose ourselves in our bed linens? No way. That's not how it works when you have a kid. They ruin. That's just not happening.
Yeah, no.
Are you going to get a babysitter and have them hang out? Well, we have daytime sex, which actually we did have a babysitter. Who was that? When we had a babysitter?
Oh, yeah.
That thought we were upstairs humping.
Oh, my God.
And didn't want to come up and bug us. And we were like, what? We are trying to get out of this house.
There's very uncomfortable. Oh, my God. Well, I remember doing all of this because besides that you have to, travel with all the shit, I was going to say, hotels remind me of when we went to Scotland because I had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and we had to, travel with the what do you call those? The pack and play thing?
Yes.
Because not every place is going to have one.
Have them, especially there.
God, yeah. It's all
what would you do if you didn't? You would have no containment. A pack and play is probably even more than a stroller because you could strap them on your back. You could take a baby Bjorn, whatever.
Yeah.
But actually, a stroller is pretty important too. But
it is.
I honestly just think the equipment alone and travel and hotels is so hard. And that is a stage where you're just doing full-on labor. It's labor intensive.
You're like a pack mule the entire time. And we stayed in this really lovely place that we didn't pay for in
I would have never had sex in it.
In Scotland. Yeah. I mean, it was so great. It was absolutely dreamy.
Yeah, until you had to do your own laundry.
Because you want to tack a $9 cup of soup. It was $8 or €8. I don't know what that translates to. Perhaps $1 million. For all these baby clothes and stuff like that. So there was a big ass bathtub in a real fancy room. So I was like, well, I always travel with a little bit of backup soap because what do you call it? I'm post-apocalyptic. I'm just prepared to not have anything in a hotel room. So
Jen does have a lot of emergency kits, which is really great for travel because I have also done my laundry in a hotel bathroom. And you get good at that stuff. When you travel a lot, you get good at dealing with things on the fly.
I'm not paying $3 to have some hotel wash my underwear. I bet I didn't even pay $3 to buy it. Their underwear? God,
hell no.
I'll just wear it inside out.
That's right. 100%. You don't need to know.
But it was a nice hotel, which I will say, caveat, we stayed in that nice hotel. We began by staying at this.
We began our trip.
We began the vasectomy. But we were staying at this, it was an Airbnb, old castle kind of thing. And it smelled like cat pee.
Oh.
It was the most romantic thing ever, except that I have an allergy for cats and very intensely aware of cat pee smell.
What is it with the cat pee smell? I don't know what it was with. Jen and I have stayed in hundreds of hotels. And some good, some really bad.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the only times where I remember being really tired and being homesick and being, it was
end of the tour.
End of the tour of our first tour. So I wasn't used to this. I'm not a great sleeper.
It was impossibly hard.
I had no flow. I didn't know how it worked.
The kids were little.
And I remember that I want to say the city because I want to get it right. We were in San Antonio.
Yep.
And we went into a hotel.
I was going to say El Paso, so I hope
we went into a hotel, and little Hannah was with us. She was our new assistant at the time, and she was young, and I felt this need to care for her because she was literally just fresh out of Canada from school. And we
fresh off the boat from Canada.
Literally. And we were like, hey, I want to make sure she's staying somewhere safe. You're staying somewhere safe. And we get into this hotel room. It smells like pee. I'm sure someone's been murdered in it. It was so sketchy. And I have a low bar. I was like, as long as the beds are nice.
That's what I always say, clean and somewhat quiet. We
clean
can
and
deal
quiet
with.
And the bed is decent. I'm happy.
It was not clean. Okay, the first floor was like this tropical themed restaurant.
Yes.
That like.
Well, we walked in, we were like, why is every place else around us in San Antonio so beautiful and we're in this? It looked so sketchy from the second we walked in. I was like, those tiki torches have been here since 1974 and they're lit.
And in 74, I would have enjoyed it because I like a little bit of kitsch, you guys know. But this was, the carpet was very blue. I think the cat pee smell is damp. I think it's mildew from like wet carpet. I know. I think that's the... I do think that's what it is.
Well,
we walked in and it was like squish, squish,
yes,
squish.
My carpet, Jen's room smelled like cat pee and my carpet was wet. I'm not saying it was damp. I'm saying when your feet hit the floor, it was wet. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever, and all I could think of is like, this is not just water. So I literally turned everybody around.
Yeah, you hope it's damp water, but it's.
I really am not. I mean, you could say I don't fancy myself a diva, but I do get frustrated and tired. And I think in that moment, I was just – I'd had it. And I go, we are not staying here. We are not staying here. We are going somewhere else. And we literally took our bags, went across the street, found the most beautiful hotel, flopped down the credit cards, and we were like, we need three rooms. They weren't outrageous. They were so nice. And then we ended up having a really nice time with all the friends from all around that come to see the show. And thank God. I was so – happy that we just didn't stay. I would have.
Here's the lesson learned. You cannot rely on the pictures.
No.
Because you don't know when they were taken and what kind of a magician took the pictures because they can make it look a lot better. You just stayed at a place too that you
oh
said.
Oh my God.
We both were trying to do family vacation using our points that we've.
You know, a lot of the hotel chains, they'll do like Hilton Honors, they'll do Bonvoy, and you want to use those points.
I am a Bonvoy member.
We are both Bonvoy members, and I did try to use my Hilton Honors, and I went to a Hilton in San Diego off of the website, off of the pictures, and I was like, this does not look like the vibe that you were selling.
Well, those pictures.
When did this get built inside of a penitentiary?
This is like the hotel used a Kardashian photographer to get all the best angles
100%.
And makeup look great.
You want to know how I knew it was bad? Because my husband, who would be fine to stay at a no-tell motel, would be fine. He goes, oh boy, is this the hotel you picked? And I was like, he never. And I go, I made a huge mistake. We cannot stay here. So then I did do something. I used to work at the Viceroy when I, long million years ago when I first moved to LA, or no, not first moved to LA, but one of my best jobs in LA was when I was a bartender at the Viceroy, which is a fancy hotel. And one of my good friends had been like kind of working up the ranks in like marketing. And so she is one of the fancy people at the Pendry Hotel in San Diego. Ooh. So I literally called her and I was like, Asana,
if you've ever loved me.
We're in San Diego. And
now is the time to show me.
I don't know. And she's like, let me help you. And she like hooked us up at the Pendry. Again, super nice hotel. Did not bang-a-ring it because now our kids are literally in the room with us and they're like bigger.
Yeah. At what point and at what income level do you get an adjoining hotel?
Never.
I want that. But I, because
that is double the money. I'm like,
no, I know. But when they're like 14, they're not going to want to sleep in bed together. You're going to have to sleep with Eleanor, and then Finn's going to have to sleep with
Colin.
I'm
getting enjoy the floor, enjoy my the 80s.
Oh yeah,
where like as long as there's a place on the floor,
I still have that pack and play. You can bend, Mister. You just enjoy yourself.
You're gonna wrap up like a cinnamon roll,
and now you can carry it yourself.
Yeah, now you can carry yourself. So enjoy.
Yeah,
bring your air mattress.
This is payback.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
Mine are starting to get to the age like. My daughter is a very aggressive sleeper.
That's the thing. I don't want to sleep with anybody.
Yeah.
It's tricky. Now, I don't know. We're going to have to figure that out.
Can I say not just about hotels, though, that I have noticed in the last week that I am stuck in time in terms of – and I think it has something honestly to do with, like, being busy taking care of kids and only like aware of that kind of spending, when I read magazine articles about like how much rent and things cost, I'm like, well, I would have died. I would have had a full-time job, plus I would have been hooking in the evenings because I don't understand how expensive everything is right now. And like when I think I'm splurging on something, I'm like, oh no, that's just what it costs now. Yeah. Like everything
Well,
is
I think
gone.
That's because you and I live in a very like I'm frugal. I just am. I
think we both kind of are. Like, naturally, we're both aware of, like,
I don't,
it feels, when we're spending more, we're very aware of it.
Totally.
It's never, like,
also, I get,
accidental.
Like, spending fatigue. I start to feel, like, on vacations and stuff, I start to feel disgusting about, like, how much everything starts.
Yeah.
I think that happens. This is another conversation because we are going to talk about it. Like, the Disney contingent where, like, you just start to feel like every time you take a breath, it's $25.
Oh,
is
my God.
Literally,
The Wisconsin Dells was like that. I was like, okay, I thought this was going to be like a moderately priced vacation, but they nickel and dime you for everything.
I know, and it starts to feel – that's why, like, when hotels have some of these amenities that I love, like a free breakfast. I'm such a sucker.
Free breakfast.
Hampton Inn.
Good pool.
Good
nice
pool.
Yeah.
Nice pool and a restaurant on site. It doesn't even have to be a good restaurant, but to know that you have food on site – is so helpful with kids or when we're just on tour. Like, it is a game changer. Also, I have noticed, like, I have now a system in place for myself, which makes me feel like I'm having an easier time with sleep. I'm having an easier time with, like, you and I are just kind of in this, like, groove.
Yeah.
But, like, if I have to learn a new remote control, lose my mind. I love when the remote is the same, when the products are the same, when I understand where the outlets are, when I understand how the lamps work. It is those little tiny things that start to feel so exhausting. Remember that hotel room when we were in where the remote was like – it was like a wand and not a remote, so you'd have to like point it to the TV and move it like a –
No,
like a,
I tell you what.
I was like, what in Sam Hill?
To go back on you saying I'm good at tech, I give up so quickly because even at our house,
Yeah.
Just say, somebody put it on the show that I want.
Yeah.
Because
somebody put on my stories, will you?
Put my stories
Mommy
on.
Mommy wants to listen to her stories.
Grandma's going to settle in with wine.
I'm going to get my box wine and I'm going to watch my stories.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to mess with it. There's 19,000 different apps and all that stuff and I don't want to do it. So, like, here I travel with my iPad and I'm watching just downloaded shows from Netflix.
I find that very comforting. I also –
I don't want to mess with that.
Same with me. But I do like having – the TV on, and I always put on Friends. It's like a thing I do when I'm getting ready for the show, put on Friends. And if the TV, I can't figure it out and I can't put on Friends, there is a part of me that's like, well, great, we're messing up my system. Because you know I'm very like, I have to have order because I feel like my brain is a little chaotic.
God, this is – me too. Like here's where I'm like super – what do you want to call – like high maintenance or whatever.
You are not high maintenance, but go ahead.
Here's my thing. Coffee. You know, I
– Oh, sure.
It is such a creature comfort, and I was not like this until my husband and I started dating, and he would make me these, like, delicious milkshake-like coffees every morning, and I have to have it every morning.
Because
and
it makes like, you feel like – There's a part of a home with you. It makes it – it's sustainable.
My brain is really slow to wake up, and especially if we have to, like, get someplace.
Yeah.
Like, get in the car to go to another airport or something. I have to have the caffeine. I know I'm a caffeine addict. Like, I could give up anything else in life except for my coffee.
Yeah.
So I travel with these, like, coffee little bags that I'm trying to make better. Like, and I love that these kind of hotels, they have Keurig. So I bring K-cups.
Keurig for her vasectomy.
How do you say it?
I say Keurig, but that's probably because I'm, you know,
where
we're
from. What do the umlauts do?
I don't know, Jen.
Don't know.
I never ask what umlauts do.
And in fact,
if you have an umlaut in your name, I'm probably not going to do it.
Yeah. You know that's probably
I'm like,
a new...
I want to talk to your mother. Did they ever
Unless
stand a chance?
Unless you're very German. That feels like that's okay.
Well, then I still want to have a conversation, probably about other things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that an umlaut is, again, something I don't want to deal with.
All right. Well, I got to have my coffee. So I get excited when we stay in this same chain that has – they have the Keurig.
Yes.
Yes. They have those. And then I also found these, like, Greek cream packets that are, like, condensed liquid cream that – what? Did I say that wrong, too?
No, it is very funny to me. Jen has – I would die without traveling with Jen because I bring like three things and Jen's like, what do you need? And I could be like, I need a CD from Wham. Can you? And she'd be like, hold on 1 second. Yeah. I've got it. And I bring nothing and she's got everything. And she does have this like master coffee on the go.
I do. Thing. I need it
is
to feel
nothing remotely like
I
coffee.
Need it all to feel like home. Kristen will brush her teeth in the car using my water bottle on the way to the airport. And for me, I have to have the setup. I have to lay stuff out how it is at home. But you're kind of like that too.
I am like that in the rooms. And I do that because I tend to lose things again because my brain, my who I am actually is probably a lot more put together than what I present because I struggle with those things with organization. And yet in a hotel room, I am like, it's like I'm a serial killer. I've got everything laid out in front of me. And it's so systematic that when I traveled with my family, I was like, what have I raised with these open suitcases and clothes strewn about as though we have no order?
It's amateurs. People that don't travel a lot make big-ass messes, and then they lose stuff all the time.
I was so stressed out. You know, I have brought them – first of all, we brought them on our first tour, and then we learned. But it was – it's the most magical memories they have.
They're babies.
I mean, they're babies, and I was so overwhelmed, like, trying to – just the show being new and this whole thing exploding and us never wanting to let anybody down and not sleeping. I don't sleep well, so I struggle with that. And so that first tour, it was me, like, trying to do a good show and trying to sleep and then figuring out how to do all that the next day when we're on the road. It was, like, so overwhelming, and it would make me panic. So then my adrenaline is kicked in, and then the show
then
ends.
Then it's even harder to sleep.
Harder to go to sleep. And so, like, we would always have a spare room on the first tour for spill off. So if anybody was with us or if somebody needed to sleep by themselves, I feel bad because oftentimes I was like, is anybody going to use the spare room? Because I'll use it because I was so desperate. And then I remember I've told this story before.
And she was worried Colin was going to make her have bathroom sex.
It probably would have calmed me down, but we were so mad at each other on that whole tour. I was like, you're pissing me off. So I went to the spare room one time to get some rest. And I remember that Ken and Marion, is Britt's dad, or Jen's husband's dad.
I forgot to mention, I gave him the spill-off room that night.
Yep.
And the funny thing was, I think it was the only time that I ever, like, dog-eared it and just forgot to communicate that. So the three of them are just all in their robes.
I'm in the room. And how did this go? Yes, this is how it went. I'm in the room. We just got done with the show. We had all gone out. We'd all, like, celebrated. It was super fun. I'm in the room, and I hear the wiggling of the door, and I'm like, my first panic was, like, I'm in somebody's room. And then my second panic is somebody's coming into my room. Like the math is not – and then all of a sudden, like, out of a movie, this door swings open, and Ken is, like, backing into the room. He's wearing just a robe, and he's got a martini.
Oh,
and
God.
Marion's got a martini in her other hand. And they're kind of, like – they're super sexy and, like, white hair, and they're, like, walking in. And I'm like, oh God, keep the robes on. Please see me. And so then I go, oh, my God. I got it wrong. I thought I was supposed to be in the spare room. I'm going to go. I'm, like, grabbing my suitcase. I'm like, bye, you guys. Thank you so much. And they're like, we don't mean to hustle you out. You can stay. I'm like, stay and have a drink. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm going to leave and let you have your sexual slumber to which you intend. And I will go into my room with my angry husband and my kids who are strewn about and just hope for mini cup of soup.
See, in the mini movie version of this, they just come in, don't even
it was fantastic.
Take a second to before they disrobe.
No, and it's so happy they kept their robes on. I could have seen Ken being like, do you want some of that?
Of their hearing is terrific. So it ended the best way
God bless
it could have.
I was like, yes, for coming in all spicy cat. I'm going to get the F out of here so you guys can keep this party going.
Yeah. Well, can I say a hotel that I really, really like? And this, I think they're new. Like, I think that we just, got a lot to say about haunted hotels. I do think there's been hotels haunted by cats because of cat pee smell.
Okay.
But also, so we've been staying at these graduates.
They're called those are cool.
Graduate hotel. So it's like each one is made for each city that,
that has a
college or
division
university
one school. Yeah. I don't even think that matters. It's just whatever the school is that is in that city.
They're like retro,
we got
funky.
Huskers. We stayed at one for the—
You can rent a bike for free.
Oh my God, that's how I got around Madison. It was dope.
They're so cool. And they have like— I stole something from it. I don't typically do that. But when we stayed at the one in Lincoln, they had this wall hanging that had Warren Buffett quotes on it. And it was just a piece of paper. It was just a piece of paper that was like clipped up. I didn't take like a frame off the wall.
I'm like, she's stealing toasters or something.
You know what I might.
She's going to take the Keurig omelet.
Listen, you're paying so much.
I've paid so much for hangers. I know that they're banging me for hangers.
But that one, if you're going someplace, try
it's
that one.
It's really fun.
Fantastic.
The design in there is really cool. The beds are great. It's super chic.
There's
a lot to offer.
It looks like a Wes Anderson movie
set or something. That's exactly.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of like, what are these? These are called the Spring Hill Suites or the Hampton Inns, the ones with like the little kitchenette. And I'm going to tell you, bang for buck, you can't beat an Embassy Suite. I'm telling you right now. You want to talk about having kids and them getting bigger?
It's kind of a separate
Embassy
room.
Embassy Suite has a separate room. You got the rollout. You guys figure it out.
It's true.
Make it comfortable.
It's true. Like, I do like those.
I've had more fun in Embassy Suites with the kids and like the setup being really great. And I think that's like travel 101. And I'm sure that like they're not crazy expensive either. They're in the 200s most of the time.
Yeah,
which I think is great.
You know what? You guys should actually check out. We met this woman called the Travel Mom.
Yes. Remember? We're going to have her on at some point.
Yeah, we're going to have her on. But check her out. It's Travel Mom on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she has all the hacks, you guys.
Yeah,
too.
And I know some of you out there are so good at this. And I, you know, when it comes to my personal travel, I do try to be really budgetary, which takes me back to when it was Eleanor's birthday, we were doing a show in Reno. And this was This is not a casino.
It's not a family friendly town.
No, this was the place where I was like, is this family friendly at all? And there was a pause. And they were like
from the employees.
Yeah, they were like, and I was like, I'm gonna take that as a giant no, but it is my daughter's birthday, and if I don't have her with me on this day, she's gonna never forgive
me. Is
it
murder friendly? Yeah.
So many murders. If you're in a true crime,
is it meth friendly?
100%. Yeah. Am I gonna probably see some people porking next to a casino? Probably.
Absolutely.
Family
friendly?
No. There's a back entrance. I'm like, great.
Much.
So I said, guys, okay, we're going to a casino. That means this is not a place for kids. So don't act all pearl clutchy when you see somebody smoking a cigarette or like keep your eyes straight, keep them to the ground. Our goal is to get in that room.
My daughter likes to tell smokers that it's bad for them.
Right. We don't need any of that. They're not there burning their paycheck, listening to an 8-year-old give you life.
Absolutely not.
Things are different for you.
They got to make rent money. They
100%.
Have got something else to do.
So I took the kids and I said, our goal is to beeline it into this hotel. So we get into our hotel, and because we perform at the casinos, they generally give us a suite. And ours had a bathtub in the living room. And my son turned around, and I thought he was going to be like, whoa.
Gross.
No. He was like, this is awesome.
Of course.
Because now you can take a bath and watch TV. And I'm like, don't you dare touch that bathtub.
That's what it's for, son.
That's exactly what it's for.
Absolutely.
Getting clean while watching, friends.
That's what Reno's all about.
Yeah,
cleanliness.
That pharmaceutical rep that was in that last was absolutely in it alone.
Oh, best case scenario.
Best case scenario.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then I did bring him to Pechanga, which I have to say was family-friendly.
It is really
That was legit.
Friendly.
They were like, absolutely, there's a kid-friendly pool, that water slide. Like, if you build a water slide, I don't think you're doing that for the swinging singles that are there. And maybe you are, but it doesn't feel like.
You know what?
That's not what I'm doing.
I have gone down a water slide naked before because.
Have you really?
I did because there was.
I would be so worried.
I was scared I'd rip off a labia. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really worried.
I'd have to. I would do the most unflattering down. I wouldn't be I would be like tucking my legs up.
It was at night.
Okay.
There were no lights on in the park. It was like 10 people who were just hammered out of their gourds.
Yeah, naked.
You know, definitely not. We didn't, you know, all of us at least had the wits about us to go, let's not get in the wave pool because one of us won't come out.
Yeah.
At best case scenario.
Also, how weird is it if you're naked and you're like going down the slide and you have to do the walk up the ladder, walk up the
stairs.
Oh, we stand up at
we
the
did,
end.
We did. They had those one kind of like the like rubber things that you can go down on. You
is that know a what I mean? Piano?
No, it's like I mean, it's that's like the only you sit on. Rubber like thing
you
want to
go down on if
it's
you want to
like
be
yoga
really
mat.
Sick.
Oh, you wrapped that around yourself when you were ass in somebody's face.
Okay, okay, yeah. that's different. Because I thought it was like you have to go up those like 18 stairs, and you're like, I don't know about you, but a lot of times I'm bent over 90% trying to
get your breath back.
Get my breath back.
Absolutely. Hold on, I do have a. I have a.
Are we gonna go right to a hot flash? Because we're talking hotels.
I see what you did there. Well, I have one.
Okay, great.
This is somebody new that I started following on, and I guess this could actually count as a mom box too, because a woman messaged us and said, "Have you seen the dancing UPS guy? Have you?"
No.
I'm going to show him to you right now. I might have that.
Oh, is God, here dancing? We go. Jen loves to
you
say
know
I'm going to show it to you right
okay,
now.
Okay, Trey, take a little air out of this and help me out, please, okay? Because I've been looking for it for like 5 minutes.
It's like morning, and we're going to be getting ready for the show by the time
I am
she
doing
fits.
My best. You forgot.
Oh, no.
Dancing UPS guy. He's got a whole...
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, go. Where does he deliver?
I don't know, but hey. he definitely, all of a okay. sudden, I'm Samantha.
What's his name?
From, okay.
I can't read that because I know my reader's on.
I have mine on. Well, this isn't his actual, I'm trying to find his, Kristen, give me
a dancing just
go, okay? I am trying to find
We're
this
in the
guy.
Middle of a tent. It's getting hot in here.
All right.
My hair is stuck to the side of this comforter.
Just look at him, and I'll post what it is.
Dancing UPS guy. He brings joy.
Dancing UPS
he
guy. He
also wears
is,
tight pants.
He's very hot. God, how do I find the accounts
Let
we follow? Because I started following him.
I know.
At some
I can
point
always
I found
tell when
because...
Jen starts to follow people because I'm like, Jen, that is your... daughter's kindergarten teacher, and I appreciate how much she wants to talk about her like Pyrenees poodle, but I'm
she
over
can
it.
Find a work reason to handle a follow a guy crashing fruit in his legs, but I try to follow a dance studio, and she's like, no, we don't have it takes up the whole thing. We don't have time to deal with it. Now the whole thing is just dance studios. She's laughing so hard because she remembers this is a direct quote.
Yeah, because that, God bless him. I'm like, stop posting so damn much. I don't want to see everybody
oh, yeah.
doing pliés.
I know.
Unless you got they a freaking watermelon yeah. between your thighs and your gut.
Then she's like, plié away,
abs. Sir. Then every dance teacher is, there he is. Like, literally.
So the sound's not going to come up, but you can watch those videos. He also seems.
Yeah, just put dancing UPS guy. I think he's just like on everybody's feed.
Yeah.
And he's. Oh, so good. Oh, so good.
He's a good little dancer. He's easy on the eyes, ladies.
He sure
is. It's a little bit of mom porn for you.
Oh, gay. Okay. Not okay. I don't know why I said that.
You know what?
Maybe.
If you're gay, you're going to appreciate him
too.
So, yeah. You know, at least is good-natured dancing.
Well, I think, Jen, I think we podcasted.
Did we podcast?
And you know what? I think this was enjoyable, even though I am stuck to this comforter.
I know. It's gotten hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. And now we're going to go explore Bend.
That's right. And then we're going to do a show.
And then we're going to do a show.
Wish us luck. Thanks for listening.
Oh, and remember to rate, review, subscribe. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on the socials.
On the podcast and on the tweets and the all that stuff.
Now it's called X.
It is?
Yeah.
Twitter is called X?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was Threads.
Nope, that's the Instagram equivalent.
We'll
go over
really
it later.
Want everyone just make it a remote control.
It's
I understand.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
I'll go over it with
okay,
you later.
Bye, you guys.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.